Media with Interest Program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
$2 billion through the Nantara Agency. Russia reaffirms commitment to strengthen economic ties with Indonesia. I'm Ray, and this is the news in details. Commits to investing $2 billion through the Nantara Agency. Dora Parmede with the reports.
The government of Qatar has committed to investing $2 billion in Indonesia through the Nantara's Investment Management Agency. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto made the announcement following a meeting with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, at the Emiri Diwan Palace in Doha on Sunday. President Prabowo emphasized that Qatar is eager to enhance investment in Indonesia, with the government pledging the $2 billion investment via the Nantara's platform.
He will invest with Nantara, a joint fund. He committed $2 billion per year to each. We two, he two.
The visit began with a bilateral meeting where President Prabowo and Emir Sheikh Tamim discussed opportunities for cooperation in various sectors. Following that, the two leaders had closed door talks. The official visit concluded with the signing of a memorandum of understanding to further strengthen bilateral ties between the two nations. Dora Pandede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Russia reaffirms commitment to strengthen economic ties with Indonesia. Ofra Regina with the reports.
Deputy Minister of Industry and Trade of the Russian Federation, Alexei Krastev, referred to Russia's commitment to deepening its economic cooperation with Indonesia. This remarks were delivered during the Roscoe's International Business Forum, Russia-Indonesia, in Jakarta on Monday. Krastev emphasized the long-standing trade relationship between the two nations, highlighting that this partnership should continue to be mutually beneficial and complementary. He stressed that both countries must work together to meet each other's interests and contribute to the prosperity of both nations.
We are also ready to increase pressure on Indonesia, so what we believe our long-standing partner should be mutually beneficial and complementary, so we can meet the interests of each other, benefiting the nation. So that is why Russia is open for high-tech products being produced in Indonesia to integrate into our supply chains.
Krastev also expressed hope that the forum would pave the way for greater business-to-business interactions and cooperation between entrepreneurs from both countries. He further emphasized that Russia is not only focused on offering products, but also keen to understand Indonesia's needs, aligning with the country's national priorities and supporting its overall development.
In the meantime, the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry encourages stronger business ties between Indonesia and Russia. Andre Ramdhani brings the latest.
Chairman of the Indonesia, Russia and Belarus Bilateral Committee at the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Kadim Titit Ratam, emphasized the importance of strengthening ties between Indonesian and Russian entrepreneurs during the Indonesia-Russia Business Forum in Jakarta on Monday. He said Indonesia, under the leadership of President Prabowo Subianto, is currently undergoing an economic resurgence. However, building sustainable cooperation will require time, trust, and strong relationship between business players from both countries.
So what I urge to all of my fellow businesses from Indonesia as well as from Russia, to have patience. We are still at the beginning of this. Today, it's the beginning.
Didit also highlighted the importance of increasing two-way trade between Indonesia and Russia. He noted that the chamber is open to enhancing cooperation by welcoming Russian imports while also promoting Indonesia's strong export potential. He underlined that fair and mutually beneficial trade relations are key to long-term success and economic resilience. The business association he added remains committed to fostering partnerships that benefit not only companies, but also the people of both nations.
The Indonesian government is fast-tracking the creation of red and white village cooperatives to boost the rural economy. Desi Anugrahov has the details.
The Indonesian government has launched an accelerated initiative to establish red and white village cooperatives, known as Kopis Merah Putih, as part of its strategy to strengthen the rural economy. Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs, Zulkifli Hasan, announced on Monday that the program follows a presidential directive to accelerate development, promote inclusive growth, and demonstrate a strong commitment to rural communities.
Kopis Desa Merah Putih, itu nanti setiap desa akan dibangun Kopis Desa Merah Putih itu.
Every village will have a red and white village co-op to help solve local problems, ranging from fertilizer supply, managing rice crops, farming equipment, to setting up village clinics and small grocery shops. The goal is to shorten the supply chain so co-ops can purchase directly from the producers at the best prices.
Zulkifli
emphasized that the cooperatives are designed to cut the long supply chain that has burdened farmers and rural communities from the tide. The government aims to gradually establish the cooperative within 1 to 2 months. With red and white village cooperative, the government aims to grow the rural economy so that farmers are no longer poor and no village is left behind.
You're listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesian national polo team hosts trial match ahead of the 2025 SEA Games. More details are provided by Rama Shikti Pratama.
Indonesian national polo team had a trial match on Sunday, April 13th at the Nusantara Polo Club in Boca Raton, US Java, as part of its preparations for the 2025 SEA Games in Thailand this December. After observing the match, Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Tito Aryo Tejo, expressed optimism that the polo team could bring home a gold medal.
Insyaallah,
God willing, whatever the Indonesian polo team needs for the SEA Games, we will make sure it's fulfilled, because the target is called. I hope this goal target is seen not as pressure, but as motivation to contribute to Indonesia's medal tally in the future. Tito also emphasized that Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto is fully committed to the development of Indonesian polo, with the SEA Games gold medal as one of the primary goals. He added that the Ministry of Youth and Sports has been preparing support for the national polo team. Over the past 2 decades, Indonesia's national polo team has earned a series of achievements at both the Southeast Asian and Asian levels, and now set its sights on historic win in Thailand. Rama Shikti Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, Indonesia Prabowo Subianto lands in Jordan and receives an Air Force escort. Rama Shikti Pratama with the reports.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto arrived in Amman, Jordan on Sunday, April 13, continuing his state visit to several Middle Eastern countries after departing from Qatar. His arrival was marked by a special honor, such as fighter jets from the Royal Jordanian Air Force escorted the Indonesian presidential aircraft upon entering Jordanian airspace. According to the Indonesian Presidential Secretariat on Monday, Prabowo expressed his gratitude to the escort pilots directly from the cockpit.
Tiger 101, this is
for receiving me. Thank you for supporting me. Please pass on to your commander my greatest appreciation.
Prabowo was greeted with a warm welcome by King Abdullah II bin Al-Hussein in an official ceremony, dedicated a high pass by Jordanian fighter jets. In a personal gesture, King Abdullah II himself drove Prabowo to his hotel as part of the royal motorcade. Prabowo shares a special personal connection with Jordan, as he lived there after his honorable discharge from the Indonesian military in 1998. Namasiki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Qatar and Danantara Investment with Ana Trijayakasi. Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia's Jakarta commentary, and today it's on Qatar and Danantara Investment. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is still carrying out his visit agenda to the Middle East and Turkey, starting April 9th with the United Arab Emirates as the first country. After that, President Prabowo Subianto continued his tour to Turkey, Qatar, and Egypt. In Qatar, President Prabowo held a bilateral meeting with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, which took place at the Emir Ridwan Palace, Doha, on Sunday, and discussed opportunities for strategic cooperation in various fields. The two heads of state also witnessed the signing of a memorandum of understanding on the strategic dialogue between the government of Indonesia and the government of the state of Qatar, signed by Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono and the Prime Minister, who is also Minister of Foreign Affairs of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. After meeting with the Emir of Qatar, President Prabowo Subianto revealed Qatar's investment plans in Indonesia. He explained that the Qatari government was very enthusiastic about investing in Indonesia. According to him, the Qatari government will invest $2 billion to the Indonesian Danantara Investment Management Agency. Qatar's investment plan in Danantara, which is part of a joint investment fund worth $4 billion, shows Qatar's trust in the investment management agency that was just inaugurated by President Prabowo Subianto on February the 24th. It also shows Danantara's credibility in terms of assets and authority, which makes Qatar willing to share the risk in the project that will be jointly funded by Indonesia and Qatar. Qatar's confidence in investing in the Indonesian Danantara also reflects confidence in joint investment management for Indonesia and the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Here is quote of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. Raden Ajeng-Kartini is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. And that's today, quote of the day.
And reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and NRA station across Indonesia, NRA.id is the answer. NRA.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at NRA.id, your reliable online news portal.
service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bye.
Indonesia Wonder, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Sunyaradi Cave, an artificial cave in Sunyaradi Village, Assam Bidisri, Cirebon City, West Java Province, Indonesia. This structure, resembling a temple, is often referred to Sunyaradi Cave Water Garden. The name Sunyaradi comes from the Sanskrit words sunya, meaning quiet, and radi, meaning body. The primary purpose of this cave was to serve as a resting and meditation place for the sultans of Cirebon and their families. Sunyaradi Cave is a cultural heritage site in Cirebon City, West Java Province, covering an area of about 15 hectares. Sunyaradi Cave Water Garden at its core is a place where royal figures and palace warriors practice meditation to enhance their martial arts skills. The structure and layout of this site represent a water garden, which is why it is also known as Sunyaradi Water Garden. In ancient times, the cave complex was surrounded by rain jetty. Additionally, the site featured artificial waterfalls as decorative elements, along with other garden ornaments, such as an elephant, the statue of a virgin maiden, and Garuda statue. Sunyaradi Cave is part of Pakuwati Palace, now known as Pasopuhan Palace.
Yeah.
Bahasa Indonesia, or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and helps you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and a language center and the fundamental the economic communication, culture, research and technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Tanjung Puting. Di Tanjung Puting, which means in Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned. Entitled Dari Akar Jangan. Dari Akar Jangan, which means is made from the Jangan roots. This conversation took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a souvenir seller in Tanjung Puting, Central Kalimantan. Chris asked the souvenir seller about the basic materials of bracelets.
Saya suka dengan ini. Bahannya dari apa?
Ini dong, simpai. Bahannya dari akar jangan. Jangan itu sejenis tanaman pakis.
Saya beli 5 ya.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Dari Akar Jangan. Dari Akar Jangan, which means is made from the Jangan roots. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Bahannya dari akar jangan. Bahannya dari akar jangan, which means its material is made from jangan roots. Bahannya, bahannya, which means its material. Dari, dari, which means from. Akar jangan, which means jangan roots. Indonesian name of bukan terus linear. Suka, suka, which means to like. Doang simpai, which means who pressed it. Tanaman, tanaman, which means plant. Pakis, pakis, which means friend plant. Beri, beri, which means to buy. Berima, berima, which means buy. You hear the sentence bahannya dari akar jangan. Bahannya dari akar jangan, which means its material is made from the jangan roots or simply is made from jangan roots. In this sentence, there is a word dari. Dari, which means from. The word dari is used to tell about the basic materials or ingredients of something. In the context of the conversation, the seller told Chris that the material for his bracelets comes from the jangan roots. Now let's listen to other examples of the used prepositions for dari. Dari, which means from, to tell about the basic materials or ingredients of something in another sentence. Perhiasan ini dari emas. Perhiasan ini dari emas, which means this jewelry is made of gold. Lemari ini dari kayu mahoni. Lemari ini dari kayu mahoni, which means this cup is made of mahogany. Don simpai is a woven bracelet. The word simpai means rings or bracelet made of rattan or metal, which is tighted. Don simpai, which refers to dry traditional hoop press bracelet, is currently being sold as a typical souvenir from Tanjung Puting in Central Kalimantan. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today for more clarity. Let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Saya suka dengan ini. Bahannya dari apa?
Ini don simpai. Bahannya dari akar jangan. Jangan itu sejenis tanaman pakis.
Saya beli 5 ya.
This is the most traditional of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, where the conversation is titled Dari Akar Jangan. Dari Akar Jangan, which means from jangan roots. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know about the Indonesian language. We'll begin with more lessons. I'm looking forward to thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Right now, after this, you will listen to Music Corner from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
may invest 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will come to you in the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion and also information through our social media in Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI_official. We also have our email address in voilistener@gmail.com and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Again, in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much, Voice Listener, for accompanying me. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us, always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.